The doctors wanted to move forward as quickly as possible. I signed papers the following morning to authorize Harrison's treatment. He was wheeled into the operating room on day 5. His tumor was located between 2 main arteries and was partially encased in one of the veins that fed the spinal nerves. The surgeon explained to me that one of the risks of surgery was that Harrison could be paralyzed for the rest of his life. The operation lasted for several hours, and I got regular briefings from a physician. As soon as the operation was over, the surgeon told me he felt very confident that he'd removed the entire tumor. He was pleased and felt the operation had been successful. There was more good news when the tumor was biopsied. Harrison didn't need any chemotherapy or radiation because his cancer was caught so early because of his spasms. The spasms had saved him. Without them, the cancer might have progressed to a stage where it was incurable. But his immune system, along with fighting the cancer, was also attacking his nerve tissue. The spasms had been caused by his immune system identifying his entire nervous system as the enemy and launching a full-scale attack on it. The doctors felt Harrison's immune system would now have to be suppressed. Harrison stabilized a few days after surgery and was started on IV therapy to suppress his immune system. It was critical that his spasms be controlled because they put him more at risk than anything else. His weight loss was another potentially life-threatening issue. He had a gastric tube, or G-tube, inserted to supply him with nutrition. We wouldn't be allowed to leave the hospital until I knew how to use his G-tube. I learned how to insert it and keep it clean to prevent any chance of infection. Everyone at Phoenix Children's Hospital was friendly and supportive toward me, despite my weird polygamist clothes. It had been years since I experienced 3 weeks in a row of kindness and support, but it felt miraculous to me. When we were finally ready to go home, Merrill came to drive us back. It was an awful trip. We barely spoke. Harrison had a hard time. He was still screaming, and I had to manage his feeding pump, which was quite a job. I was so glad to see my 6 other children when I got home. I had never been apart from them for so long. What surprised me was that my bedroom was clean and all my children's laundry had been recently washed and put away. This didn't jibe with the fact that no one in the family was speaking to me. I was treated like a wicked woman. The other wives would answer a question if I asked, but otherwise I was shunned. God had spoken loudly to them through Harrison's cancer. That weekend, Kathleen brought coffee to me in my bedroom before I was up and dressed. I learned that she had cleaned my room, and I thanked her for her kindness. Later, I noticed that the family was now acting hostile toward her, too. She was seen as being out of harmony with Merrill because she had been helping me, but she didn't quit. For the first time in a long, long time, I felt like I had a friend in my own family.